Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, unbelievably healthy and darn sexy people. Woo, do I have some info for you. Oh boy, I'm telling you, that webinar brought in so much information and just all the work that we've been doing, guys, the channels in overdrive. So I'm going to jump right in here. Everybody focus, focus, focus. Okay, so the first thing is the signal, you know, that all of our thoughts and our feelings and our perspectives have electrical signals that go out to the universe that the universe sends back as a reality to our lives. So the channel told us that the little child signal, your little child signal, is stronger than your adult signal. Now, once we got that information, it makes sense because that's when all your neuropathways are being created, which is what we're doing, is spiritually training our brains to create new neuropathways, which science has proven is very possible and happens. Okay, so that's why it's so important to get in touch with whatever block you're working with, what message your little child was giving you, what message they got when they were younger. Okay, the next piece of information, as if that wasn't enough, the little child and the higher self are the same. You know, that's where our innocence of creation lies. In both the little child and the higher self, all things are possible. It's in between when we start messing ourselves up, you guys, with limitations. So stop it. Now, I can't wait for Michael to hear this one. We have been given the information that you don't have to worry about exactly what the claims are anymore. You can merely know what you want and then claim, I am divine love. Now, of course, you want to go to your love place and connect that with love and joy. But so many of you I know go through angst about, am I saying this right? Am I saying this right? And what's interesting is that 30 years ago, when we were all creating this work, and my very small group of people who helped me create the information, define the information that was coming in, during that time, the channel said, I am divine love is the highest claim. So you see, we got it 30 years ago or more. And then we just had to make it more difficult. Now, part of that is that we understand everything about how everything works. And it's a true statement that you didn't have to understand how everything worked. However, if I'm teaching this, I had to be able to explain it to you. So we wouldn't have gotten all the core beliefs, blah, 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 if we didn't delve into the why. But now we have come full circle. And you can merely claim, I am divine love. Those are three enormous pieces of information that I just gave you. Okay, so put them to work in your life, guys. As you know, just listening and getting the information isn't really what it's about. It's only the start of what it's about. All right, it's not even posted yet, but I'm so excited about this. The next webinar, Dr. Shannon Wilson's going to be back with us because I'm already noticing challenges. I'm titling this webinar Reemergence because I feel like that's what we're doing. We are all re-emerging into, emerging again into life. And there's a lot of mental, emotional, psychological things that have happened to us, whether you're aware of that or not. Positive and negative. The biggest positive is it got us off the rat race. Everybody took a breath, took time for themselves because we had to. That's one thing we want to keep. The biggest negative is that it reestablished that belief in us, some of us, most of us, that we're not in charge of our own creation, which equals I can never be God. And that is the signal that we've started to send out again. Well, you know that ain't the signal you want to send out. I'm the powerful God of me that's joyfully creating my life successfully everywhere, right? That's the signal we want to send out. So we're going to choose to send that out, right? Because the choice is ours. And know that in our reemergence, we are safe and secure in this world to be the creators that we are. There's seven beliefs in total that they're going to give us. That's what I got for today. Can I go to the calls? I can go to the calls. All right. I hope everybody really absorbed that, though. If you want to speak with the channel, press 1, guys, and you'll get in the queue. And my beautiful Stephen will come on and interview you and get your name. Janet in California, you're on.
Good morning, my dear. How are you?
I'm pretty fabulous.
It's beautiful here. It's such a great day. I'm outside on the patio, so.
Oh, we hear the birdies. Listen. Wait.
Do you?
Just be quiet. Be quiet and let me hear the birdies. Oh. You see, to me, that's the sound of God. When Free and I go on our walks, there's these few trees that always have these masses of birds, and we always stop and talk to them and tell them how much we love their songs. So I love
your songs,
birdies. Okay, Janet, what's your question?
So what I'm hearing is, and I have to go back and listen to the child webinar because I, although signed up, I've injured my right knee pretty dramatically, and I'm going to end up with surgery.
Sorry.
It's what it is, and I don't know where it come from, if you will.
Let's just find out what's the energetic cause around it. That's the highest question.
I'm wondering if it's my timeout, you know.
Give me a song. Give me a song. Any song that pops in.
Send me a song. Give me a song.
All right, we're going to the birds, because if you noticed, the birds stopped chirping.
Yes.
Uh-huh. As soon as you started talking about your knee, the birds quieted down. So it's a true statement that you're not singing enough songs of joy, sweetheart. You're not saying, I'm just glad to be alive. Listen to my song. So then that begs the question, why? What do you need, Janet, to sing your song of joy?
I need this moment. I don't know how to explain it to you, but I need this time out. I'm not upset. It is painful. It is a moment. You know, I've worked forever. I worry about everything, but you know,
guys,
yes, dear.
You don't have to get sick to have a timeout. The virus proved that to us. It gave us a reason. But most of us didn't have to get sick to take this time out. We were forced to take this time out so we wouldn't get sick. Can we not just choose a more balanced life where we give ourselves time out? You got to choose that and create that for yourself.
Well, and I do that each morning. I take my moment. I work through the whole
The
whole pandemic. So, no, I'm not doing it enough. Or,
you're not choosing. Choosing is the operative word here.
Okay.
You have to choose. Like, a lot of times people want to do sessions after 6 o'clock. I don't do that. 6 o'clock comes.
Sure.
I stop. That's my time with Lanny. Have my glass of wine, the kids come over, whatever. That's my time to rebalance and be with my family, and I'm very firm about that. You need to choose more about the limitations and the structure around how much you give of yourself, Janet.
Okay.
Well, because, you know, when something happens to our feet or our legs, it's about moving forward. So you created a really good way of saying, I can't take any more steps right now. I have to have a timeout. But you didn't have to get hurt to do that, sweetheart.
Okay.
Okay.
Got to do, there's work to be done, obviously, so I will.
Being more conscious and saying, you know, I'm worth taking the time off, and I know that I'm going to be busy when I come back, but the more balanced I am, the more I create my life successfully. And now they're singing again. All righty. There's your answer. Thank you, darling.
All right, dear. Great day.
You too. All right. Arlene in Colorado, you're on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is relates to my dog, Nico. It appears that, well, his body is giving signals that at some point he's ready to transition. And I'd like to know what the channel, you know,
well,
can say
that's
about
not
what
really
he wants.
The highest question, Arlene, because all of us are getting ready to transition from the day we're born, right?
Right.
So, I get that he's ready to leave right now. I get a no. Maybe in the next year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But, you know, what I'm hearing is, please, please don't treat me like I'm dead before I'm dead. You know, he wants to live and be joyful and not feel your angst about this. It's not time.
Well, this is helpful, even though he doesn't see anymore and hardly hears. And but that's what I wanted. I wanted an
answer. Honey, there are puppies that are born like that.
You're right, right. And can the channel give me any advice about me, like, you know, managing him, like down the stairs and things?
Well, the first thing I heard was get whatever help you need, Arlene.
Okay. Well,
thank you. If you can't do it on your own. But the big message is, please stay joyful until I make my transition.
Okay.
You know, just because I can't see and I can't hear doesn't mean I don't feel the love and the laughter.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
thank you,
sweetheart. Okay, we be going to Dances in Texas. Hi, babe.
Hello, how are you today?
I am great, thank you. What's your question?
Well, number one, I just want to tell you that was the best webinar.
It was
pretty
awesome.
And
I've done
a lot of
charts,
webinars, but boy, this last one, The Inner Child, was just awesome.
Thank you, and thank you for attending. Thank you for answering the call, because, boy, it was life-changing for me, some of that information. I only brought out the three really big things that we talked about, but there were so many ahas. So glad you were there. Do you have a question for today?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I cut cords with somebody, and since I cut that cord, things have been getting worse, and it's just,
that's because you have not cut it energetically.
Okay.
You said, all right, we're going to cut the cord. I'm not going to see you anymore, blah, blah, blah. But you still think about it all the time.
Well, I live in it, and that's where I've been struggling with, is because I live in it.
Well, yeah, it's hard to... Not impossible. Well, let's just say it's easy, okay? Anytime we say it's hard, we just make it harder.
Exactly.
Okay. So you're living with this person that you have cut ties with?
Yes. Well, no. I mean, we're still living in the same house because I don't have anywhere else to go at this time. I'm working on that.
Okay. All right. Like everything, Dances, always the best thing to create what you want is to bring yourself in balance and in harmony. So, however, you can create your own sacred space while you're there and just keep sending them love. You keep judging them, baby, and that keeps your focus on their lack, and it keeps your focus on you feeling, this is an interesting word they're giving me, defiled in some way.
That's the appropriate word.
Yeah, okay, good. So it's just Not a word.
Can I give you a song?
Yes.
Soul Train. You've never asked me for a song.
Well, the channel only asks for a song when it leads to what we're trying to figure out. But you're up to soul work here, Dances. You keep thinking and looking at it as a physical test, but it's really a spiritual soul test.
Gotcha.
About how you can create you and keep the focus on you and stay in love and send it to them.
Got you. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
This is your great opportunity to master, well, your own mastery around the creation process.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so all of a sudden the negative became the positive, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt that shift.
Good.
Oh,
that's what
you.
We want to do. Yeah. We want to always turn it into positively, what am I learning and achieving from this? Okay?
Okay.
All right,
oh,
baby
my.
Cakes. Yep, thank you. All right, Michael. I can't wait to hear what you have to say. You're on.
Yeah. I only caught half of your Thursday night seminar, which I had to take because it was on my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. The reason is I was dealing with a social worker about my wife's extreme schizophrenic break and entry in the hospital.
Sorry.
Well, you know, we're all here to learn. Other than putting myself in balance and harmony, sending love, and noting that I am the powerful God of me, joyfully creating my life everywhere, choosing, entering my love
place,
and saying I am divine love, what else could I be doing
nothing.
To assist my wife or clear my own issues?
Well, the answer is kind of the same as it was for Dances. Your wife is going to create herself no matter what you do.
Okay.
Your job is to unconditionally love and support her in any way you can without giving yourself up.
Okay.
Okay. So again,
right on target.
Michael, again, what's your greatest lesson from this? What's the hardest thing for you about your wife?
Seeing the incredible beauty she has inside her when she doesn't see it herself.
Yeah, but that's a nice poetic answer, and it's very pretty. But I want to know, what's your greatest challenge around all this that you're dealing with?
I know this answer. I know this answer. It's coming to me now. I know this. My own lack of awareness, my own not asking enough.
Okay.
But,
what it plugs you into is a lack of control. She has no control over herself. And that freaks you out because you need to have control over everything.
Yeah, I know. I grew up in an alcoholic household. You're absolutely correct.
So this is your time to consciously create your balance for yourself, sweetheart.
Okay.
Okay.
That's an
I know
answer.
It seems to be a time about her, and it is. And it's also about Michael really, truly moving into the divine love for himself and creating you and your balance that you need.
Okay.
Okay?
I appreciate it.
Yep. Have a good day. Yeah, that's the highest thing. And I am divine love around all of it.
your seminar was indeed outstanding. What I was able to listen to of it was utterly fantastic.
Yeah, it was a very, very powerful webinar, and I would go back and listen to all of it, Michael. You'll get some insights, okay, from that alcoholic childhood.
I plan to. I thank you very much.
You bet, sweetheart. All righty, we're going to Diana in New York. Whoops, hold on. And you should be on. Hi, sweetheart.
How do you say?
I'm good.
Okay. Everything said so far today is, helping me a lot. So thank you all the previous callers and sending love to all of them. The Janet who called in first, I have an issue going on with my right arm. I ended up with cellulitis, and my entire arm is inflamed, red, from my wrist to my shoulder. Her insight from the channel about needing to be more joyful struck a chord, but I'm wondering, and then further, the other callers, there's been little insights. So I'm just wondering, I have everything that Janet said was an issue for me, except that I just retired from my 25-year career to take care of me, take time for me, do what I love, find my joy.
Okay.
And I'm 2 weeks away. I'm 2 weeks away from my final day.
So
and,
you've got the opposite thing going on.
Thank
the
you.
Same,
okay.
It's the same issue. It's the same issue. You guys are just approaching it. She's going, oh, I don't want the time. I don't want the time. I feel guilty about the time. What do I do with the time? And you're going, shit, now I've got the time. So I want you to hear what it says from the body book under cellulitis. Blame frame. They are harboring a lot of stored anger and self-punishment over past events. They are unable to forgive and forget or to accept themselves, people in life.
True, true, true.
Okay, well.
And I have been claiming I am divine love. The little child webinar, definitely, I listened to the replay. This started on the Thursday. And I missed the actual live, but I listened to the replay, and I have been tapping on past a lot of resentment, a lot of anger. So I had a fever of 104, and you emailed me and said that
yep.
was the anger. So
yep.
what am I missing to do?
Love, baby. You see, you're tapping and you're doing all this shit to get rid of stuff, but you're just not taking yourself into the state of love. Guys, it's so easy. All the stuff you don't want in your life, you don't experience vibrationally when you are in the state of love. So go to what you don't want. Go to what you're tapping away. Go to what you're redirecting, and then go to your love place and say, around all of this, I'm replacing this with love. I am divine love. Teach your brain to go to the love instead of the trying to get rid of, because your brain thinks in pictures. And if you try to get rid of something, your brain only sees more of it.
Well, my arm's proving that right now. Any insights on when it might? I'm gonna take your advice. Any insights on?
Well, it's up to you. The channel is saying it's up to you. I mean, it could be as soon as tomorrow, and it could last out through the better part of the year. Depends on how much you're willing to let go of all this blame and unforgiveness and all that stuff. See, we forgive for ourselves, guys. They don't have anything to do with it. It's a choice we make because it creates our own freedom. If there's anybody or anything you have to forgive in your life, just send it love. Just send it love. Okay?
Love's the answer.
All right. Yeah, always.
Thank you,
Diana.
Thank you.
Always.
Thank you. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You bet, baby. We are going to Claudette in Los Angeles. Hi, honey. You're on.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Good morning, gorgeous. How are you?
I'm good. Yes, the webinar was absolutely off the chart.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
I wanted to share with you that the healing work that I do with tuning forks,
uh-huh.
since that webinar, it completely shifted without me making any kind of plan or intention or anything. And I work in like a timeline in the energy field, and it used to be kind of evenly divided as I worked through their ages, and now it's like all the first 7 years, and then it's like a domino effect that all the other
Yep.
It was all from these beliefs from our child.
Stay real close to your phone, honey, because you're going in and out on us. But I got most of it. Yeah. That makes perfect sense to me because during the webinar, there it was a major belief that your little child had been sending out that you gave up, you redirected. Do you have any idea what it was? Are you there, Claudette?
What? Yeah, I'm here. What I gave up, what I redirected?
Yeah, there was... Hold on, we're going to a core belief. Oh, yeah, you finally said, I'm God, I'm the creator of me. Because your little girl had been putting out that she had a lack of control and power over that creation of her. And any time, again, guys, that we own a belief like that, it is going to limit your ability to channel information. Because you're saying, I'm less than, I don't know, I don't have the power. And as soon as you say, I am the power, and I do know, then all kinds of things open up. I'm telling you, my channel has again opened up into this whole new exploration here of clarity of information, information itself coming in, all kinds of things. So the more you send out the signal and work with your little girl or your little boy that we are divine love, and we are the gods of us. And during my meditation yesterday, little Deanna and I were saying all the affirmations together. And she would grab my hand, and then we would go around in a circle like we used to play, you know, when we were little. And laugh, and then she was sitting on my lap, and so we were literally bonding in the direction of our energy, where we wanted it to go, with the statement, I am divine love. It was just absolutely delicious and fun, and so the more you can play with your little kid in the creation process, the better off you're going to be right now. Go ahead, Claudette.
Well, you just described the exact scene I had doing a hypnosis thing with the connecting the inner child and higher self. And they basically were playing hide and seek with me. And then we came together in a circle and they were just laughing. They're like, just,
yeah.
Right now.
And didn't you find that piece of information that the little child and the higher self are the same?
Oh, yeah. That totally made sense. I mean, I just had goosebumps all over.
So we don't have to bring them together because they're the same energy. They're our innocence.
Yes.
And it's our innocence that creates, out of all possibilities, the desires of our heart. Thank you, darling. Thank you for bringing that
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Oh, we got some beautiful stuff going on here. Batty in Virginia, you're on.
Thank you, Dee. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
I am here to first to thank the channel for all the lovely information, wonderful information received during your webinar on Thursday. It was amazing, as everyone agreed. And my question today is that I would like to ask the channel, what is the belief behind my lack of joy?
The first thing I heard was that you think you have to pay for your joy, which means that joy and, that's the highest word, angst. Joy and angst got collapsed together like they're twins in the same uterus. I'm going to your mom and your dad. So in your childhood, Batty, where did joy and angst all, there was a continual overlap in your childhood with joy and angst. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. That is what's in your way because as you believe, it's delivered to you. Right now, you have a belief that you can't just purely be joyful for joyful sake, that there has to be some kind of struggle or fear or premonition about joy. Oh, what's going to happen if I'm too happy?
Mm-hmm. That makes total sense.
Okay. So that's what you and your little girl need to reprogram. And you really have to work with your little girl because that's where this belief system. See, guys, look, it's like this. Let me give you a simple example. This is what happens in our childhoods. This is a metaphor. So you love fall and you're walking down this beautiful fall street and taking in all the leaves and the smell and the crisp air, and you're in this kind of meditative state, and all of a sudden on your right a vicious dog charges out and starts barking at you and baring its teeth at you right there. Right then in that moment, that beautiful, peaceful, meditative moment connected itself with fear.
Yes.
So then every time you go down a similar fall street and look at the beautiful trees, you don't quite understand why you're not as happy as you used to be. And that's the simplest way I can explain it to you. So you just have to separate those memories living together and go, you know, Batty, you're the director of your energy and the creator of your life right now.
Yeah.
So you want to know that you are choosing pure, unmitigated, just pure joy and laughter and fun. And know that that just brings more laughter and fun.
That resonates with me so much.
Good. I am divine love around all of that. You are welcome.
You are so sweet. Thank you so much. Because
you're welcome.
My dear. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, sweet thing. Oh, so sweet. Eileen in New York City, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Boy, it's been a minute.
Good to hear from you.
I mean, this weekend is really very special to me because on the 31st, I can leave my isolation and go. I've been vaccinated, and I am so excited about it because I've had 13 months of isolation. I'm not complaining because I wrote a lot of music, and I'm writing a book, and I'm happy. But it's time to get out.
Okay.
And
hold on, though, Eileen. It's time to get out in a different way. And that's
yes.
What a lot of this next webinar is addressing is there were a lot of really good things that came out of this pandemic and this isolation that created more balance in our lives.
Right.
We don't want to leave that now. We want to incorporate that now.
Right.
Okay.
Oddly
so what's
enough,
your question?
I broke a tooth 3 weeks ago, and from what I know about teeth, it has to do with anger. And so I've been eating on one side of my mouth for 3 weeks.
Well, why don't you go get your tooth fixed?
Because endodontists have huge waiting lists. And I
have
am going to see
hold
one.
On, hold on. Have you even called? Have you called?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have an appointment that they're trying to push up for me, but I do have an appointment on the 31st.
Okay, because I can tell you that if you keep chewing on one side, then after you see the dentist, I would strongly suggest you see a chiropractor. I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you when you favor one side of your body, the other side goes out to compensate.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to see a chiropractor soon, yeah.
Okay.
I was going to do that anyway.
All right, so what's your question, baby?
I guess it's really about how different it is out there. And, you know, I don't feel like I have any idea what I'm going to create.
Well, that's a problem. Because if you don't have an idea about what you want to create, you will be the created upon by people who do have ideas.
Well, maybe I didn't word it right. I'm leaving the door open for what the creation is.
Well,
because I don't want to manipulate it either.
Oh, okay, yeah. But it doesn't really work that way, guys. You have to know what you want, and you all do. All of you do. You know you
mm-hmm.
want health. You know you want wealth. You know you want to be loved and honored in this world. You know you want to feel safe and secure in this world. You know you want happy relationships in your life. All of us want those things. So be conscious, Eileen, that you have a strong intention and are directing yourself and all energy to create those things with you.
Yeah, perhaps I didn't word it right. I mean, I really have a very strong idea of what I'm creating.
Well, then I would speak what you mean.
All right, it's really about how out there has changed.
No, it's not. You see, and that's why, this is exactly why I'm doing this next webinar. Because it's not about how out there has changed, baby. It's always about what you create for yourself. Some people will go out with the expectation and the preconceived notion that it's still not safe, or it's going to be hard, or you're not going to know how to adapt, or, and that's going to create exactly what your expectations are. So we all have to get clear about what we expect when we go out there.
Okay.
It's vital that we use the work that we know to create our lives now. Do you understand we're at the moment really of being reborn?
I do.
We've all learned so much through all this. Now, let's not throw out the baby with the bathwater. Oh, good, I get to go to a restaurant again. Well, what one thing we learned is that, wow, when everybody washes their hands and wears a mask, hardly anybody got the flu. You didn't even hear anything about the flu. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so maybe keeping hand sanitizer in my car all the time isn't such a bad idea. Huh. So that's what I mean. If you know that you all consciously are holding the intention of creating health and wellness, abundant money flow, great loving relationships in your life, success in your business if you're out there working, you know, that divine right people surround you in your life that respect and honor you, then it's not about what's out there, because whatever's out there that matches that is going to find you.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not at the whim of them. You're at the whim of you and the God of you that you are. You got it?
I got it. Thank you.
Woohoo! Boy, am I glad you called in with that. Thank you, Eileen.
Thanks.
Oh, my God. That was that was awesome. We got so much clarity around that. Miss Deborah in Illinois, you're on.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Do you see any improvement in my finances and health this year?
I do, but you don't. That's what the channel said. Yeah.
I've been working on it.
I
say all the I am statements. I'm doing soul integration,
okay,
envisioning, all these things.
Okay. When I say you're loving your body just the way it is, it goes right to no.
Okay. Yes,
is that true?
That's true. Yes.
Okay. You see, again, I want you all to go to the simplicity of what the channel is giving you. Love is our greatest creative force on earth. I want you to spend time that you've been doing some of these other things, and now all you have to say is, I am divine love. Around health and wellness in every area of my life, I am divine love.
I've been saying these things. I am powerful, divine, all these things.
Yes, you've been saying them while you have been judging and not liking what's going on in your body.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so where do I tell you to go first before you claim anything?
Your love place.
That's right. And that's where you're dropping out, sweetheart.
It's that important. It's that important to go to a love place. I mean,
well,
wouldn't it be?
It's everything to go to your love place. unless you can just move into the experience of love, which I can do now. I can look at the red dot exercise that we used to do a few years ago. I can look at the red dot on my wall and just send it love and feel love back from it. That's why we had that exercise, to practice with the red dot.
Okay, that one I don't know of.
Well,
I know
you can use
a doorknob.
Place, but you know, you can use a doorknob. You can use any.
Just send
you just send
it?
Love. Yeah. Because we think we have to have a reason to feel love. Love is a choice, guys. It's just a choice, like everything else. Like I told you when I got all pissed off on this set that I just came back from. And I went back to my room and I said, well, I certainly lost it. I don't want to do this. What do I want? I want to be happy. I want to joyfully work with other people on the set. So what the hell got in my way? And it was a big awakening to me. What I want is to live in the state of love. That's the highest thing you want. If anybody's looking for a one fix thing, which we all are, that's the highest thing. So anything you want to create, you need to love more. You want to create a healthy body? Love it more. You want more money? Love it more. Love. I'm telling you, I use this every day. Hold on.
Oh,
they're taking me to a core belief. This page here. 5, 6. No matter what I do, it's not going to work. So I might as well give up on everything. That's your little girl. And that's the signal that you have to help her turn around. Creating health and money is easy. No matter what I do, it works. So I just keep creating. That's what you want to teach your little girl, because she learned around 3 years old that, and it's your mom's the tie-in, and they're giving me the word judgment. So is it true that you were judged a lot when you were a child about how well you did things? Or
I don't remember really. I don't remember much of my childhood. I remember negative things.
Right, yeah.
And also my parents arguing over money issues.
Yeah, okay.
So I know where it stems from as far as money is, but I've been trying to change that.
Well, don't try.
Or do.
As Yoda says, don't try, Master, just do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. But you see, when you were little and you watched your parents argue about money, the belief you put together is money equals unhappiness.
Okay.
And so you're fighting yourself, or your little girl is fighting you because she doesn't want to be unhappy anymore. So
right.
you've got to tell her that it wasn't about the money. It was just about their relationship. And you and she are going to create your money as joyful and happy and helping a lot of people. Okay?
All right.
And start
you.
Loving your body, baby. Love your
I know.
Body.
I have a difficult time with it because of all the things that have gone wrong with it.
And things have gone wrong with it because you keep judging it.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Guys, what you judge, you create more of. What you love, you create more of. So which one do you want to choose? The part that you love or the part that's holding you in judgment, right? Wow. I really don't have time. They're telling me, hold on. They want to bring in a core belief here. This page here. One, two. Okay, guys, they're taking me to, I don't think I have enough energy to do this, but we're taking out the word energy and putting in power. You have, you are the power that creates you and your life. You are the power. You have always been the power. I am divine love around knowing that and being that and expressing that and manifesting that in every way. And so it is. All right, guys. Oh, close to another fabulous show. Let's say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.